you got?
Freedom of speech.
I broke, motherfucker. Okay. Stay broke.
Right? If there's freedom of speech, why is everyone penalized so much when you talk about gays? You can talk about...
Or blacks.
Cancel.
Gays, blacks, or women.
Yeah.
You're specifically speaking about the baby situation.
I mean, that's one of them, you know, but I'm sure there's other things. But, like, gay, like, it happened with Kevin Hart. When Kevin Hart made a tweet, like, 15 years ago, he said, like, if his son was gay...
Like, no, then stop
he'd
that.
He beat him in the head with a Barbie doll house.
I think part of the reason is, this is going to probably sound crazy, but they seem defenseless.
Who's that?
Gay people. Does that not make sense?
No.
Like, why they're protected so much that if you say something about them, you feel like they can't defend themselves, so therefore everyone...
That's the pink mafia, low key.
I think what it is being that it's all inclusive and everyone can relate to this struggle, then that's where they get more support, because Joe can't be offended if someone calls you a nigger. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be the same significance. But if both of y'all was gay and I called you a faggot, Joe could be offended by the faggot.
What's that mean? So what you're saying is, like, gay people are tying it to, like, the black struggle as well? Like, what do you mean?
Like, 100%.
Okay, yeah.
They got marches and all kind of shit going on.
I get that, but at the same time, you're talking about freedom of speech. That's one thing. Because you could... Freedom of speech is real, and I believe in that.
You can laugh.
What'd he say?
He know he heard me.
No. Yeah, thank you. But... This is one of them topics, but that was a good one. Go ahead.
No, it's fuck it. Cause
no, because I mean we gotta. They're talking about it anywhere else.
Let's do it.
Because, I feel like.
But when you're talking about specifically though, you're talking about freedom of speech, or you're talking about canceling? Because there's two different worlds here.
Well, like
it's almost the same. I guess the better question.
Like, how is there freedom of speech if you can't say what you want to say?
I guess you can, but you just have to deal with those consequences.
Right, I guess the better question is: should people be canceled for saying
for practicing their first amendment
for saying right. specific things, but anything that offends groups of people or anyone,
hate speech,
because you're always putting yourself at risk if you do something like
but
that.
But the question is, should people be canceled? I think that's the better question.
What was
you
their,
know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it depends on their intent,
because you could honestly,
I think people should be canceled.
I don't think that should, in my opinion, that shouldn't matter, and that goes along with my
intent
answer.
Shouldn't matter.
No, intent shouldn't matter. I think free speech should be exactly
No. What I'm
free
saying,
speech. I don't care canceled. What your intentions are.
Well, no. People are going to get canceled if people, the majority, doesn't like something. You just get canceled.
Who's the majority? Because it's really 16 people on Twitter.
No, I mean not, the majority of people. Yeah, that's what it is. That's how people get canceled. Majority of the people don't like it, so that's why they stop rocking.
Nah, no, that's not what happens. What happens is the gatekeepers shut you down. Like, if I'm Nike
money.
And I give you money, I shut you down. You no longer make money. You don't have access to people. It's not about the masses. It's about Nike shutting you down or this person shutting you down.
But I think we're having two different conversations.
You feel what I'm saying? Well, that's cancel culture. Cancel culture.
Saying, you're saying canceling, and then we're talking about freedom of speech.
Because, well,
there's a difference right now.
Well, why are they doing like, that? Why are those companies doing that? They're doing that because majority of the people.
It's going to affect their bottom line. It's
exactly.
Money.
They think it's going to make them more money to say that I aligned with you against this person.
Yeah, because
that's what they think.
It's easier to cancel you and get you out the box than it is to get.
I don't think it's. I don't think it's more.
It's
I align with you.
It's a marketing
point. I don't think we should have freedom of speech anymore. Then
listen,
that's the case.
You sound crazy.
If a company comes out and ran, like, when who was it that took the police out because of police Paw Patrol? They took the police officer off of the cartoon. That was publicity. It was publicity because now we got everybody talking about Paw Patrol. That's just good publicity. They don't really care.
What happened on Paw Patrol?
What the fuck is he talking about?
Paw Patrol, after the George Floyd incident, they took the police officer, when they were talking about taking the police officer out of the cartoon because of police brutality.
Wow, did they?
On a cartoon?
I never watched it.
Damn. I thought the dog was a police officer.
Exactly. I don't know. But that's what I'm talking about. That had nothing to do with the majority. That's about, or even, what was the black thing? They started taking black people
they're
off
not doing
of
it
Uncle
for,
Ben's. They was trying to take Uncle Ben off of rice or Aunt
you think
Jemima
they're doing that? You
Aunt
think
Jemima.
They're doing that to for a marketing ploy? They're not doing it for a marketing ploy. They think it's a bad marketing thing to have on their list. They're not doing it to get more business. They're doing it not to,
okay.
So they don't take away from their business.
Okay, you might be right. I think the result
and you got to look at the connotation of Aunt Jemima and what Uncle Ben kind of reflect.
Right.
I think you're right.
Because what I'm talking about is the end result. The end result is it brings them attention. But you're saying that the natural intentions were they thought that, okay, this is offensive. Let me stop this.
This is offensive?
Okay.
I want to separate myself.
Who said
from
it was
that.
Offensive?
A large majority of people.
Who's like the, that's like, that's like Washington.
No, that's what I think you're doing.
What are the Washington nothings? The Washington team now? The Redskins?
Yeah, the Washington football team.
And the Indian Guardians? I mean, the Cleveland Guardians?
Well, first off, yeah, both those is crazy. Like, just if you look at the
Redskins is terrible.
Redskins, just that term, if you look back in the term. But the Cleveland Indians, when they changed it to Cleveland Guardians, which is corny as fuck. But when you look back at the history of it and how they had like the Aborigine kid come out like as a mascot and like this and just the portrayal of the actual Indian on the thing, like it's reminiscent of Soft Shoe, you know what I'm saying, like blackface, you know what I mean, if that's what's reminiscent of. So it's like certain things are gonna have to go on some level, and I'm kind of like, all right, yeah, I get it, and you know, people want to be nostalgic, whatever. Maybe you could still keep, because what did Florida State do with the Seminoles? They really reached out to them. If you're a Seminole and you got the bloodline, whatever it is, you can go there for free.
That's what I was
starting. As long as you get it. But I'm saying, but it's a Seminole and you reached out, you did everything the right way.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like the Washington, the Redskins, and the Cleveland Indians, they're like almost making you forget about the Indians. I feel like they're trying to erase
the history. But it's not like they said, oh, we're going to be the Cleveland Aborigines or the Cleveland Cherokees or something like that. They didn't do it the right way.
They just deleted everything.
You could have kept the Cleveland Indians and just changed the logo.
And just said they're from India.
No, you could have said
Indians are from India. They're not from here.
It's a fact.
All right. Just to make that clear.
The logo was what the issue was.
Yeah, and the fact that both those
Redskins teams and owners
said, fuck y'all, we
Redskins,
ain't
it was the name.
Redskins is kind of wild when you think about it.
Yeah, Redskins is crazy. But the logo, the logo, which was actually cold.
So is this
Cleveland's logo was cold. Nah, I didn't even think Indian when I saw it. I just thought it was just a dope red dude.
So on that specific topic,
which is indoctrinated in racism in this country, which means that's exactly why they wanted to get it about the box.
Okay, so that's what those companies are doing. They're trying to backtrack on what was done throughout a racist history. Those different companies, but back to the freedom of speech and the cancel culture. Should people be canceled for the things that they say?
You know what I'm saying? Say or said.
Say or said.
Again, you said intent doesn't matter. You said intent doesn't matter.
To me, no.
Because I said something in the past, you're going to hold that against me?
I don't care if you say it now.
Educate me.
Well, that's different.
I think
that's wrong. But I think
because you could have thought that way then, but it could have changed over time.
I think 100% people should be canceled off of their words. I mean, first off, no, I don't even know if should is the right word, but if you say something, you have to know and be willing to take all the consequences that come with it. Everyone's not going to like what you say. So if you say something that the majority, I say stuff on this podcast all the time that majority of people don't like, and I know majority of people don't like me. And I have to just take that when it comes with it and be willing to know that this can probably get me canceled.
Okay, so I guess we should first discuss what do we mean by cancel? Because there's the aspect of sponsorships taken from you, government shutting you down, people not supporting you. I think what we're talking about is people not supporting you. That just happens. If you want to say some crazy shit, A, B, and C might not like you no more.
Right.
Or this sponsorship might not like you no more. I think when I'm talking about cancel culture, I don't think that you should be censored.
Okay, no again, matter what. That's two different conversations. That's what I'm saying.
But
canceling
is
affecting your bottom line. No, that's what you're doing. I think that's what you did. You put those together. You can't be censored. I don't care what you say. I don't care if you're on some hateful Nazi shit. You're also pro-black shit. You're allowed to say whatever the fuck you want because this is where we live at. You know what I mean? So once you start affecting that bottom line, then I got a serious problem.
Right. And that's how I feel.
But you have to give people the education to be like, yo, whatever. Because, you know, people like, especially like college students now, like they're really like you sensitive. Like they shut people down just for their opinions on being on the right side, left side, middle side, whatever the side is. And some of it is like, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. They really got KKK dudes in suits right now talking that shit. You know what I mean? But it's like, hey.
Say whatever you want.
They still got the, but you have that right.
Say whatever you want, ever you want, and just be, just know that.
Whatever you say can be and will be held against you.
That's it.
In the court and in public opinion. Yeah.
Do you feel like they should have to apologize?
No, I wouldn't apologize.
Depending on their intent. Is that not what you meant? Like, okay, like, what do you talk specifically about the baby when he was like, okay, as long as you ain't sucking dick in the parking lot.
In Eminem, like anybody that says something or does something, you have to address the masses and try to.
Well, that's because you're trying to sell to the masses.
If you care about your bottom line and you see things going away and you don't think a dumbass apology isn't a smart thing, you're an idiot. I'll go out there and say something.
And or if you just want to get cultured on what you're saying, and maybe you do got some angst in you. Maybe, like, you know what I'm saying? You grow up a certain way. Like,
I'm not big. I'm not enough.
He didn't say F words. He didn't say nothing about nobody specifically, but somehow they tied it to him because of they want to say his intent.
Listen, I don't give out apologies. That's not the thing that I do. Whatever I say or do, I mean.
I just don't understand any of it.
If I feel like something's going to happen towards me that's going to change something financially, something like in my life that I need to stay the same or keep progressing in a certain kind of level, you damn right I'm going to apologize.
Simp.
Sorry. And let's go about our days. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Bird just looked at you at the side of his eye. He don't respect you. I saw that.
Listen.
I think apologies don't mean anything anyways. If you want me to say sorry, okay, cool, sorry.
If I said something that...
You set yourself up, man. Every apology you ever gave.
Yeah, them's for the streets. You ain't shit. Them is you. Ty got some to the right.
Ooh, I got none. That's crazy.
Yes, you do.
He gave me the originals, though. That, how much disrespect is this? How many Pringles and how many flavors are there? And he was like, plain Jane. I can't even dip these. They'll flake.
I think he based it off of your swag.
Ooh, real basic. Real basic. Not doing too much. Not doing damn near anything. He couldn't even got me like the Cool Ranch version.
It's consistent, though.
But you know what I'm saying? It is consistent. Like, he's always right there.
Now, Ty.
But this is not my season.
Ty, there's only apology coming from me if I say something that's completely ignorant that I didn't know.
Right.
I'll apologize for my ignorance.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, if I didn't know, okay, picnic came from, this was a ceremony where they picked a nigga.
Allegedly.
You know what I'm saying?
Allegedly. Look at him.
Just an example.
He just got hip.
That's something that was a rumor.
Gator bait.
They said that's what it was. They would bring, it would have a party, and it would be like an auction picking a nigga for slavery. You know what I'm saying? That's what a picnic originated.
I thought that was whenever they just said.
It could be wrong.
They drive around the back of a truck, and they pick one up, and then they go fuck him up, kill him.
Maybe.
Damn.
I don't know. This is not a fact.
This shit is wild.
This is not a fact. But all I'm saying is, if I speak on some shit, and I'm completely wrong, and I'm ignorant, I'll be like, you know what? I apologize for that. But if I say something that I feel like Nick Cannon, what he felt about Jews and black people and all of that stuff, I would have never apologized in that situation.
Yeah, but he was basically wrong, though, like actually like historically wrong. And whenever he went to the rabbis and they broke it down to him, he was like, oh, I get it. And they was like, yeah, we understand what you're saying, like black Jews with this stuff. But like he historically was, hey, listen, we understand what you're saying, but then you went this far. And it was like anytime you turn like, I guess, the people on the people. That's what they got a problem with. And one thing you don't fuck with is the Jews. Because they indoctrinate that from the time these motherfuckers are born. They read a book about that because, shit, over time, there's like, oh, you know, we ain't going back. This ain't never going to happen. You ain't never going to be able to just put a mark on us and then put us all on a line. Then all of a sudden shit goes haywire. Because that wasn't even that long ago.
Right.
So anything that even comes from anybody, they stomp it out quick. And now he's right back. He's straight. You said you did never apologize for that. I don't know if you did.
No,
so what do you think? Did you hear the whole thing, though?
What do you think? No,
no, no. That's why I ain't combating you. I did not get. I didn't fully look into what he said.
I did. Then I saw the back end of it. I was like, oh, he was kind of wrong on this, but he was still kind of right.
So he apologized for what he was wrong about.
Right. What do you think he should have did? You think he should have apologized?
Who, DaBaby?
But even with that, you can go back to that happened in the 80s, in the early 90s, right? There was no information.
So what do you think
he should be allowed to go
him?
Get more information? And then
what
apologize?
Do you think should have happened to him?
Somebody should have talked to him.
Somebody should combat it.
Not even combat it. Hey, that's man, it. Listen.
Combat
you
it with what?
What you said hurt my feelings because another of this
video.
Incident.
Another video with information. That's. I think that that's all.
Have you seen TikTok and Twitter going crazy? Everybody has.
But
there's been statements from Madonna.
That should be Questlove. That should be the end of it. Educate people.
Okay, and then so that you should be the end saying? Of it. No, no, no. But is he getting educated, or are people just talking at him, not with him?
Mm.
There's a difference.
Okay,
people don't even know him. With him. That's what I'm saying. You don't know where this man came from. You don't know where he is. He grew up a simple guy from a simple place. That everything was this, this, and this. When you said certain things to somebody else, you called him gay. You didn't mean like, oh, you gay. Like you, like no, you soft. Whatever. You know what I mean? They were like, hold on, you are on this platform now. We feel this type of way. You're excluding us. This is what you're doing. You're pushing us away because of an orientation. Just some bullshit. Sit the man down. Talk with him.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's what I mean, though.
Okay. Well, you say combat it.
That's yeah, how, that's what I mean by combat it.
Don't
you know
use
what I'm
aggressive words.
I'm talking about, okay, I get what you're saying. But
I just don't feel like he should acknowledge. If you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say it.
Right, at all.
But see, I didn't get to see the entire show. I don't know what that was.
He was acknowledging.
He fucked up generational money.
Like he was talking about women. Women, if you pussy, smell like water. Make some noise.
And then when the dudes you sucking dick, was that time, was gay, was homophobic
time
activity.
Time for the fellas. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
What if guys wanted to suck dick in the parking lot?
Then that's,
Then he told him to get the fuck out.
Pretty much.
So that's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't really fuck with y'all. Like that type.
And then that, you, and if that's how you feel.
That's how he feels.
And now you offer all these platforms now. Now we knocking you down because. That money spend like everybody else, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because when it's all inclusive, and if we could just exclude you, we good with that.
Yeah, we can replace you. We can replace you immediately.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, he should really.
I feel like from a PR perspective, of course, I feel like he should apologize. It was, you know.
But do you think he's homophobic?
Yes.
No. Yeah.
I don't think he is.
He comes off that way for sure.
Okay. I don't.
Like, you wouldn't even know him better than me.
You wouldn't even bring that up. It doesn't even make sense to even bring that up.
That's what I'm saying.
Somebody like you're homophobic to
but
bring.
But why did he bring it up? That's what I don't understand. Where's the genesis of it? Like, where's it coming from? Like, what did he hear? What did he see?
He's talking about.
He just brought gay people up out of nowhere?
No.
Or pseudo gay activities?
He's talking about women. He's talking about women at first. Women. I'm just talking about the men.
Look.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Let's hear what he got to say.
Clips all on this shit. The whole night was recording. We were turning about how the internet and. Twisted up my motherfucking word. Me and all my fans at the show, the gay ones and the straight ones, we turned the fuck up. I'm talking about my boy that was at the front of stage, left over there by where I jumped at. Ask him. He got clips all on his shit. The whole night was recording. We were turned the whole night. My boy had the crop top on.
Yeah, crop front top. Row.
Yeah, out there in that jungle, in that water. Yeah, he out there. He's standing on the rail. Got them cutting up. Words, I saw him. I'm rapping them bitches with him.
See, here's the thing.
Yeah,
this is what
y'all talking about. Y'all niggas, shut the fuck up.
Less is more. Niggas, this.
Niggas, that ain't definitely homophobic.
You sound Christian. He was like, yo, I was looking at that.
I got black friends.
That's exactly what he did.
What you mean? There was a dude out there with a crop top on. And meanwhile,
I was rapping right with him.
Yeah,
I even touched him.
He sounds crazy. He like less is more. This moment, he should have been like this. He said, listen. Whatever I said, I apologize. Made you feel some type of way.
Yeah.
Maybe I need somebody to reach out. This and that. Let me know what's going on.
But it's
hard to have that humbleness.
My sister's gay and I love her. That's what he did.
That's what he should have said. Just bring out one of your lesbian friends because yeah, like that bang hard.
And I feel you on that, Rico. Because if it's not your market, because I doubt that.
But it's not the market. They could remove you from the market.
What I'm saying,
now, he gonna do his own shows and everything.
He's thinking they're gonna pay me regardless. I'm paid already.
Right. And he probably feels untouchable.
Because he's getting money now.
I'm paid for this.
This money could get knocked down, and all the people he's taking care of.
But I already got money.
He's putting them at risk.
It's more money, but I can get some more money.
Yeah, he can maybe.
And that's what he's thinking.
But he could get generational wealth for him and the people around him.
This nigga wears a diaper on stage, bro. You think he care about generational wealth?
Marketing.
Man, he's not thinking about no generational wealth.
Yeah, he is. I bet he is.
I don't think
on a certain kind of level.
I don't know much about him.
No,
speak
I don't think
on
so
that.
At all.
I mean, he country, so what?
He might be about it.
I don't know. Got hot down this motherfucker.
So I guess we've distinguished between free speech, cancel culture. Yeah,
okay.
Because me and you agree on free speech. I don't think we should tamper with that. I think everybody say what you say, But y'all all agree, deal with the consequences.
I feel like if there's going to be consequences, you shouldn't even have to say what you, what's the point of saying what you got to say.
Sometimes you got to step up and say it regardless of what the consequences are.
What is consequences for all of your actions in life?
Right.
You speed, you're going to get a ticket. You know what I mean? Like anything that you do, there's going to be consequences.
Right. Even someone back to Martin Luther King.
Time out. Let me stop you there. You said you speed it because there's a speed limit.
Right. But it's only speeding if you get caught.
Yeah, and there's a speed. There's a limit that you're not supposed to surpass. This is something that's allowing you to do unlimited amount of
right. You
speech.
Can be a actual Nazi.
Say whatever
say
the
whatever
fuck
you
want to say.
On what if you can get
speed,
on a platform?
A speed
say,
limit is saying don't go past here, or there are going to be consequences.
But people can still judge
freedom,
you.
It's not saying freedom of speech, or you're going to have consequences. Freedom of speech is just say what you want to say.
Oh, yeah, say what you want to say, but people can also judge you as
right.
well.
They're
allowed to say what they want to say back as well.
Right, you can say it, but when it starts, how does it affect me?
I feel like we did this Sunday. We said what we want, but we always know there's going to be a line. We don't know when it's going to get
But there was no consequences.
Well, that's because we're always good with ours.
There was consequences. He got slapped.
He didn't get slapped for saying something.
I don't remember why I got slapped, but we don't know yet.
I was there. I'm trying to tell you. Okay. It wasn't because you said he would have punched you if you had said something. Mm. He ain't just gonna slap you for saying nothing. Y'all gonna fight.
But listen, you can say what you
want.
I think freedom
of speech just goes both ways. Yes, you can say whatever you want, but this person's allowed to say and do whatever they want as well.
Right.
I also feel like it definitely depends on the race too, because you can't say anything to black people. Mm. Can't say anything about Jews.
You can say what you want about Mexicans.
You can
Mexicans.
Say a lot to black people only if you're black.
So what's the line here? Who's up here that can say whatever they want?
Like if I'm rapping, if I'm a big time rapper, I could talk shit about black women.
Gay
I could talk
dudes.
About killing I could talk about killing homies down
the
street.
Like black, I feel
I'll never
like
get
gay
canceled.
Dudes get it. Get it? Pause. I feel like gay dudes, get shit done the best as far as like that whole LGBQT.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they are very organized.
They march in step.
The very moment you say something, we all over it.
Right, just like Jewish people
are. Shut it down.
Honestly, they're the way that we as black people should be.
Yeah, but the reason why
but
they get
so
it
many
done
pockets.
Because there's so many different.
I'm black this, I'm black and that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but like,
yeah, and
so it's hard to focus on just the black.
That's what I was saying earlier right. that like
there's just
that's
no
why
vision.
That's
we
why
don't,
it's
we don't
a little
have
more
no
offensive
vision.
Because they're all.
I think there's a vision.
They
I
can all
say
relate.
That.
They can all feel it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like
you
know, I was getting at earlier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like one faggot. It's like, oh, who you calling faggot? Every person that's, you know, offended by that is going to step up
and
say something about it.
We do that as well. I think that there's a point.
I don't think we do.
But hold on. I think the difference between LGBTQ and us is LGBTQ, they're not stopping at the symbolism. They're going towards legislation as well. They're making sure that laws are getting passed. Whereas we're okay with Aunt Jemima taking the black woman off. Whereas LGBTQ, like, no, we need you to pass this law to
you
make
want,
sure
you want Big
we
Mama
can get
on
married. Sir? You feel what I'm saying? I'm just saying they go further than symbolism. We're okay.
Yeah.
We're okay with symbolism. We take that. We're happy that George Floyd, what's his name? Chauvin is getting charged. We're cool with that. Whereas they're like, no, that's not enough. We need y'all to do police reform.
I think it's because they got white women involved in it, too.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just know that we stop at the emotional feel, and they go towards structure. They get shit done for them.
They just got so many people involved in there. You know what I mean?
And I think our people just don't think there's ever going to be any type of change either. So you kind of just
well, that's what his
settle
told
for.
You.
Yeah, you just kind of just settle for what whatever you
good
get.
Enough.
It's just like, all right, well, they're going to give us this. So cool, thanks.
And they're not. I mean, no disrespect, but it is like. Not necessarily in proper positions, because when you talk about like the wealth in this country and in the world, like who are those people? You know what I mean?
White people.
Because it's easy for like say me as a white guy, I can have like a gay black or a gay son, gay white daughter. You know what I'm saying? And now all of a sudden I'm moving that stick before I'm moving the black stick.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
It makes pause. Sense. It's because that's your job.
Oh, super pause. We're going to get canceled off of pause.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely going to be the thing.
Yeah.
You can say pause.
Nah, trust me, they hate it.
It would definitely be an issue. Because I heard...
definitely they hate it. It's like, why are you at a pause? I'm like, well, fast forward.
There was an issue with... That's what I'm saying. Freedom of speech. What the fuck? There's no freedom of speech,
bro. I guess they feel that, if they feel a way.
Pause.
But see...
Fuck it.
See...
Pause is so... I feel like they switched it to pause just to be a little more politically correct because it was no homo. That's offensive.
Is it?
I think pause just made it cool and just...
Yeah. I think it's the same.
I don't think it had nothing to do with
it. It was just kind of like, we're going to freeze frame that moment.
It just got...
Look at that gay moment and keep it moving.
It's just like...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it just got there. I don't think it had anything. That was before the whole movement of LGBTQ.
You ever learn, like,
if you say no homo in front of someone that's homosexual, that's extremely offensive.
Like, what you mean? But do you ever notice, like, how, like, the
so is pause.
What's the word I'm looking for?
I say pause before I eat a hot dog.
Jesus Christ,
you be on.
Are you homophobic?
No. You're definitely. Yes, you are.
Mm. Yeah, you are.
No, you're not.
I'm not homophobic.
No, homophobic means I'm scared of something, or like I have a phobia against it. Like, I don't think anybody here is homophobic.
I definitely think you have a phobia towards gay people.
No, I don't.
It really does just take a connection with somebody. A lot of people are racist because you literally don't have to deal with black people. You just get to see them on whatever TV, whatever, hear about it. That's so many pockets of America.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with gay people, like, do we really run into them? Do we really, you know what I mean? Like, we know some, but we don't really, because it's like, it's not our vibe, maybe, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I remember, like, I used to be like, man, why are those gay motherfuckers around? And I just remember being like, one night just hanging out, being like, oh, this shit's wild. Lacey drunk as hell, brought homie to the crib, and he was just sitting there, and he was like, yeah, she's drunk, about to take her home. And she was like, take a picture. We took a picture like this, close to me and Tower. Posted it. Flex really came up to me the next night. Was like, hey, bro, I'm some real shit, man. Like, it don't matter. But, like, I mean, if you are, just let me know, man. I'm like, wow. Because I took a picture with a gay dude. And I was like, you had, like, we was making out in this motherfucker. That's when I was like, okay, shit's getting, at, like, a little too haywire. Yeah. This, you know what I mean? Where it's like, that's a... You have an angst towards this now. You know what I mean? You might not prefer the company, because you might not vibe on this. You know what I mean? But
because you don't know them.
That's why I kick it with like lesbian women, because we got shit in common. It's like, y'all like to shop, so do I. Like, y'all like bitches, me too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, they're right up in the pocket.
Yeah, like, let's kick it. They same deal, but like with gay men is more so like, I wouldn't say it's a phobia. It's just already it's like, we can't relate. You already put that blockade up that is like,
right. I'm trying to get pussy.
Like the same. He just likes man butt, and you like pussy. So I think you guys.
He likes back pussy.
He likes sex. He likes sex. You like sex. So y'all relate. He likes. Mouth. He might like fashion. You like fashion. You know what I mean. So y'all relate on all levels.
You just won't let it happen because some
he likes
Kojak shit,
fellatio. So do you,
Kojak?
But it's not all sex though. It's pretty surface level for the first, but initial. You know, like that's how you and I got cool. Like you and I got cool off of you know what I'm saying? Dude be fresh. Dude's funny. Right. Type of shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how I met Joe. This dude is funny. This dude is cool. Like, we can relate. It was more so than that.
Not fresh, though.
And it wasn't. Definitely not fresh. You probably got khakis on right now with a crease in them.
Nope.
No crease.
Just some shorts.
Khaki shorts.
Yeah. Jesus. Khaki colored.
They're not even cargos.
These are swim trunks, for real. Khaki.
No, one of the guys that I work with, that football player from Oakland Raiders. No, Las Vegas Raiders now. The gay football player that just came out.
No, Penn State guy who's a savage.
Yeah, was it Nassib or Nassib or I don't know how you say his last name. But he came out openly gay, and he walked over to me, this older white guy, walked over to me and was just like, hey, so Ty, how do you feel about, that guy being gay in the NFL? I'm just like,
who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Here's the thing, though. You think you ain't playing with gay dudes?
And the first thing he said back was just like, how would you feel? How would you feel with him being in the locker room naked and you're naked in the locker room? And I'm like,
fun fact, that happened.
I'm like, dog. I'd be more weirded out with a female in the locker room.
Right.
Like I'd be like, oh dang, my thing, it ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hey, yo, listen, hey, this ain't how I really look all the time. You know what I'm saying? This ain't it.
You see all the wind sprints?
I'm not gonna lie though. Like I definitely had to make a switch in my mind and how I perceived gay people. Cause I think
come on, my guy.
I feel like growing up, I had this perception that it was just wrong. You know what I'm saying? That was my perception. Like it was wrong. You're just not supposed to be gay. You know what I'm saying? And I think I had to change my perception to, honestly, I just don't know. And it got nothing to do with me. You're a human. Let me get to know you on a human level.
See what I'm saying?
It has nothing to do with me.
If you're doing life in prison, you ain't taking no man butt.
Yo, what's up?
But hear me out. Y'all might not be able to...
no chance of parole. I just got off death row. You think I ain't clapping them yamskins?
You're a Justin.
I'm adjusting on day 22. I've already 22.
Keep all this shit. Hey,
dear journal, I ain't gonna make it out.
I'm telling you,
keep this.
Keep this shit.
I think there's a lot of people like me that grew up with a perception of homosexuality. And I think there's a certain point that I got to where I was just like, I mean.
Education.
Yes, knowledge. Yes. You say college? No. Or knowledge.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
Interaction.
Honestly, the fact that I just don't know shit, and I feel like unless you go through shit, you don't know whether it's right or wrong. Unless you in a situation. I feel like unless you're going through something, you know what I'm saying? You just don't know. I can't speak on homosexuality. And whether or not is right or wrong, because I've never been through it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that. So I can't speak and tell somebody else that they're wrong or they're right. So, you know what I mean? That's the point I had to come to. And that's it. That's it. I just don't know. That's between you and God. That's it.
You and God?
Yeah, it's between you and God.
Whoever God is.
Shut up.
The creator. He's the creator of all things.
Whatever. Sexuality is a spectrum, baby. You know what I'm saying? You could be anywhere at any point in time. I've been to college. I've seen bitches on Tuesdays.
I'm about to get some.
That water's probably fire.
You better eat that water at the bottom.
Yeah, I'm. Bro. Mm.
You dehydrated like that? Get your man some help. You ain't got no charger, though.
So, anyways, to finish off the cancel culture thing, I think that the cancel culture should come with dialogue.
Absolutely.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, sit down.
You can't just hop out the window.
What if they just mute him for a while? What if you get like a 30-day mute? Almost like Facebook.
No. I don't think there should be.
And that's kind of probably what they're going
to
do.
There needs to be a sit down. There was a time when Oprah would bring you in.
Break.
Remember when there was an issue between rappers and the black community and folks saying the N-word, and they brought rappers together with the old heads and they discussed shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
that shit needs to be happening.
You talking about
Jerry Springer type shit?
Teen Summit.
Jesus Christ.
All I remember was...
about Teen Summit.
Damn, it was fire. That's crazy.
I watch TV. Shout out to my FUBU hat.
That's just hard, by the way.
That's
just hard. You're killing Ty.
Fuck it. We here now.
Good job, man.
You know what I mean?
That was perfect timing.
But anyway.
It says you're killing Ty.
He's definitely killing Ty. It's killing me. It happens. But okay, so what's up? That's it for the cancel culture?
I don't fucking know. I don't even know what we're talking
that's
about.
That's it for the cancel culture. Ooh, Rico got that Fubi on. Let's get it. Come on.
Fubi, he off that Coogi.
So what's up? Okay, I got some archive questions that have been here for months. We can run through these. What you trying to bar?
No, come on, let's go.
All right, so somebody asked, why does society think it's appropriate to ask biracial people?
Because they pussy.
What they are and what race do they identify more closely with?
Yes.
That's a good question.
Yes, next question.
Well, first off, what do you mean?
That wasn't a yes or no.
This was a multiple choice.
Yes, keep going.
I think it's a good question because for one, it's just curiosity.
But how do you approach it?
What ethnicity are you?
Do me a favor. Be white in this scenario. How do you do it? Do you walk up and just touch their hair immediately and be like?
That's a rule you never. White people love that.
Who?
White people love touching people's hair or their skin. Is like, oh man, I love nigga. Come on, man.
Put your black ass lips on my shit.
That is racist.
I thought it was water. That was the most disappointing.
And the crazy thing is,
in the world to me,
the crazy thing is, he wasn't calling your lips black because you're African American. It's because they're really
black ass lips,
like black ish.
That's not why.
It is.
Yo, what's up, man? Are there nads
my lips ain't even that black.
Your cheeks and lips are the same complexion.
Wow.
Just grabbing things
should've
out.
He should have kept that on ice.
What'd he say? I missed it.
He should have kept that on ice.
Now run that back. Bro, look at the bottom in here. Look how many gnats is in that thing. He left the cap
off. You
should
have kept that on ice. Jeez. Your cheeks and lips are the same complexion.
God just damn.
Just sip and look. Sip and look.
That's true. It's so true.
Yeah, I know you ain't about to let no gnats stop you.
No, I just can't see him.
Not after you put that big white finger in there, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Right, and his t-shirt's backwards. You got to be great.
That just looks so fucking disgusting.
No, what's disgusting is, what the fuck you leave all this shit out for, man? If you got flies in here, just let me know.
The cap was definitely open when I got here.
Damn, homie.
And it was over by time.
Well, we got to...
All right, what was the question?
Charge me up so I can send
you some bread. Why does society think it's appropriate to ask biracial people what they are and what race do they identify with more closely?
Well, it's perfectly fine to ask them what they are if you don't know
if you say
what they are.
What you are?
Like, what is your race? What is your race? That's a perfectly fine to ask what someone's race is.
I don't think so.
Because you want to know what they are.
No, I wouldn't.
Especially
I wouldn't word it like that.
If they have a little look to them, they got a little...
So the person...
Now, asking them who they identify more closely with is wrong.
That's wrong.
But you can ask somebody just curious that's like asking where you got your goddamn shirt from. You want to know.
Yeah.
Like that's...
Hey, Eureka, what you is?
Black.
I would say I don't know exactly what I am.
That would bother me. I'd be like, what?
That's what I'm saying. Like, so it's all about an approach.
I was out to dinner with my brother and I took him to this Vietnamese restaurant in Columbus. Mm. And then the girl came in there. And
it's tricky.
She was, yeah.
Don't tell this to this guy. And he's already got a hate crime in Pittsburgh.
She was fresh. She has some Jordan Olympic 7s on. She's just a swaggy chick. Like somebody off of Tekken or some shit.
See what I'm saying?
So she comes in and...
Sonya.
My brother looks at her and he says...
What country?
What are you? You're so fine. Like, he's headed to her just like that. And I was like, that's just so incorrect, politically incorrect to speak to her like that.
Especially
like,
off top.
Why? If you're trying to, especially if you want to, that's not
even politically incorrect. That's just rude as fuck.
What are you? Yeah. What are you?
It didn't seem
human.
Bad, man.
A human.
No.
A person, brother.
A server.
Not semantics.
That could be a compliment.
Yeah, but it just came
I
up.
Guess you had
it,
to
it comes
there.
Off ignorant.
Because when you really tell the story, that sounded...
It comes off ignorant.
That sounded like a good warm-up.
She was offended. She was like...
No, it doesn't.
What am I?
It sounded like a good warm-up to
you
me.
You made
it
seem being
like,
stupid.
You sound like
she
a mutant.
She knows exactly what he's talking
what
about.
What are you,
she's
Master
being
Splinter?
Stupid.
Right.
What am I? Like, you know what he's
asking.
You
don't want to be spoke to.
Look at this self-righteousness right here.
What if somebody asked you, what were you?
That would just be dumb because we know he's black.
No, we know he's African.
He's the closest thing to...
Slavery.
Right. They would have paid top dollar for your jeans.
I do push-ups.
Not his early
They're
jeans.
Not paying you top dollar. And you're not 6 foot.
Yeah, I'm... Yeah, I just,
damn, you ain't 6 foot?
No.
I'm 5'10".
He said 5'11".
5'10" and 5'11". But...
Rico, he's not. Chill.
They're definitely... You're closer to the core.
What, Rico?
Man, go ahead, man.
That's real shit. They would have paid more money for you.
Yeah. But, yeah, because you look lazy. They didn't have computers in slavery.
Right, you're going to be out there leading the hymns. He'd be like, hey, are y'all ready? Y'all ready?
He said,
let's go.
I look lazy.
Imagine. Listen, Bird got a runaway mindset, but not a runaway body. So
he get with you. You get out the box. How far you get?
To leave the people, he be like, "Oh, hey, we can do this. We can be out of here right now." Everybody be like, "I'm not following you. Like, what? We're not following you.
You ain't ran nowhere.
We're not following you. Like, there's no way in the world I'm going in the depths of these woods."
I think Murr would just sing the hymns.
Right,
during slavery.
Didn't I just say that?
No. He.
Murdy
would definitely try to escape.
Clap, let's go. No, he wouldn't. He'd be out there doing suicides in between the rows, talking about, I'm getting ready. And it would never happen.
Actually, you know what? Murdy would try to get his body together for it. Slavery would have been a wild time.
It was.
I'm talking about if we were a part of it.
Can't get involved.
Quiet as kept, you know, slavery right now.
You know. These niggas trying to be deep. All right, so.
Third eye open.
Let's see. So the next question.
Stay woke. We dealing with slavery right now.
Next question from David.
We didn't answer
early
that
midday.
Like, but peak hours on a bar.
Okay. I don't really know if I can. But I can try. Today's a new day, got the boudet, got some bootay from a cute from up the way. Her name's Suze. I come through wave A. My name is AJ. I get sprayed like toupee, stay on like a toupee. Yeah, I get booked and you know what I fake my. I take flying, stay fresh from boots to headline. A nigga crispy, nah, a new Bitly. Getting with me, motherfuckers, they get busy. Yeah, pump the rhythm, we straight basing, bopping, get them shaking. No, I straight clocking, they racing. Yeah. Race. My flow was amazing. Off top, they think I go sakwa like I am Haitian. Sakwa say, I rock that say. Y'all know my niggas AJ say. That's the AJC. I'm from the Newcastle, that WEST. Yeah, what up, Murr?
He talking West Side. We on the best side. Step right. When we step live, y'all step left.
We gon' step right.
Niggas get right, and niggas dead on. Shit, we dead right.
Yeah.
Get right, here we on flight. I be on my shit, niggas sipping on the brown. Can I get this shit? You know, King got my crown. And you know how we do them niggas moving loud. I got the brown, I'm twisting up and shit, I'm smoking loud.
Yeah.
That's what they call it on that Reggie, that's back in the day.
Yeah.
They know how I do, homie, come through, yeah, we packing the spray.
Yeah.
Packing the spray.
Yeah.
Yeah, we acting the day.
Yeah.
We lacking the day.
Yeah.
Lacking the day. And they lacking the day, cause we lacking the A. I pulled up, I told them, get in the back of the lacking A. Whoa, moving niggas slow. That's just how it go. Pause, my homo. They can cancel me. Shit, they can answer me. Now I don't care, nigga. They wanna dance with me. That's them hoes, nigga. They wanna trip yet. Y'all think that y'all the locks?
We the Dipset. Hey.
Yo, this beat is crazy.
You ain't gonna hop on that joint?
Absolutely not. After that?
Nah.
After that?
Well, this here is that bomb diggity. Damn, Dan got jazz with me. I clap city. You know when I bring babs with me. Got bad bitches and bad friends. And bad riches get whole dough in most shows. And mad riches cause I come to rock with freestyle. Cause he's wild, I wild out like wild style with Nick Cannon. Bring four cannons, got no mechanic. And my car broke down outside. It's no snowing, no wilding. I straight piling, got power now. And I ain't saying no words, but I'm just spitting the verbs off the curb. I like a chick with curves with no words. Don't speak, just skeet on my sheets. You know I like it when you lick on me. Beating cheeks, some beating meats. Motherfuckers wanna get with me like me. Seeing me.
They know how we do grinding. Nigga gotta run it. I'm on my shit, the niggas, they want it. Pause, niggas funny. Had it doming me up. She threw up all my stomach.
Ooh,
I'm speaking third person. Hey, my nigga.
I'm speaking second third person.
Niggas on it, nigga. Grinding. Them niggas hooked on phonics, nigga. Niggas is slow. Get it, Joe. Shout out to Joe. Whoa, niggas flow. Oh, I gotta go. Whoa, ho, mo. No, nigga, flow. Ooh, In the trunk, I got a four. I'm here, nigga. Shit, we gon' finish spit. They know how real this shit can get, Change the beat, nigga.
Yo, this beat is so overpowering.
What you mean,
bro? I don't know. I
thought for a moment.
I kind of wanna rewind it and listen to it, because I think we did. The way that you came in like Cam on that joint, bro.
Yeah.
What's the one?
Yeah. Jada can rap to anything, man. Spit crazy. It said my body look like it's lazy. Go ahead, niggas get crazy. Niggas get crazy. I come through. Ball on them, nigga McGrady. Shout out to Shaq, though. Get act, though. Come through in the act, though. Niggas get distracted, though. Got it on my lap, though.
Damn, Murdy, man, you struggle with beats. You better hop on this shit, cause I'm about to rock shit right to the streets. Motherfuckers about to knock off some teeth, cause I'm spitting that hot shit, that got shit. Rock when you weak. You better rock.
Yo, this thing came hard.
Hey, listen, but Ty was like this.
Cause this about to come.
When the beat drop, the heat spark. You know, cause he talk. I got the cheat talk. Motherfuckers want the heat stop. Yeah, better get it. Can't kick it. Kick it with Seth with it. You burnt biscuit. You better back up. You know you can't get it. Off top. I'ma spit it. You know I'm gonna rip it. Yeah. You don't want no problems. Battle with me. You want to battle with me, man. And battle with beef. Scrape it up. Gargle it, nigga. Gargle your teeth. Little dirty motherfucker trying to wrestle with me. Yeah. Super ball.
I heard the call.
Super pause. They finna bone ya. Know how we doing them ears. Got a cubic cone ya.
Yeah.
Cubic zirconia.
Oh! Hey, let's just rip them up. Make a rap against us, nerd.
R.I.P. to Miss Mona. Wanna. Shout out to Joe, though. Woes, though. Got a guess.
There you go.
I ain't telling my just texting his sis.
Yeah!
I ain't gonna talk to Lacey. She traced me to Racy. Told me that I gave her rabies and scabies.
Ooh!
I ain't know it was STD. I ain't know that shit was that nigga, the BPD. That's that BFPP. They called me. I'm like, I ain't give a shit. Where the paperwork at?
Where AB?
Ooh, I ain't even know y'all can they made it.
Y'all gonna be sick when I say the N-word.
Shut out the L.
Don't cut the beat.
Yo. Yo.
I try to sneak on Ty Jack, chick, my cock won't fit. Just like Ty Jack sitting, and his top don't fit. He got his head all big, and his cap don't fit. I'm about to get real bad and click. Hey. Right. I'ma keep going till you ready. Yeah. Yeah.
We ain't ready.
He ain't
we
ready.
Never ready.
Nah, yeah. I'm not.
That don't matter.
Go ahead.
Yo, I'm the baddest, and I'm 6 feet tall. Baddest I bought. You smile at me, your teeth free and small.
Cap.
Why you interrupt my shit?
I'm taller than you.
I ain't got no shoes on. I'm taller than you. I'm definitely taller than you.
They about to stand up and see. This gnat right here, this is fly as you would ever be.
Ooh.
Who the fuck you trying to see? Ooh. Not me, not out in these streets.
Hey.
Come on, Ty G.
Yeah.
Let them know you serving EYC.
EYC.
YME.
Man, bring that back. Bring that back. Yeah, bring that back.
You can't fuck with me. B, better hit up B. Blizz, feel me? You
already don't know did.
I'm in your sleep, that's why you can't sleep. Yeah, bruh. I'm trying to hit some bitches.
Yo. I could beat you rapping all doing it and do no cussing. I'll be damned if I lose to Hacksaw Jim Duggan. You better sit back, relax, man, enjoy this flow. Cause you know that you ain't hitting no new no hoes. You ain't getting no buns. You straight jacking off on the couch in your mouth. You freaky boy, you taking it right on out.
In your mouth.
Yeah, cause damn. You real when you creepy and you know that you freaky. And damn, you still sleepy. Ain't got no rest in about 4 weeks. What you gonna do? Sit with them rosy ass cheeks. It's called battle with Jax. Man, you about to get slapped. I'm about to go and back to the back. Yeah. Now back to Ty Jack and his black motherfucker. His back. And he still got that little ass hat. And he ain't got no gap. And I'm about to, pass it right back.
These niggas is defenseless. They got nothing to say.
Nope.
What is going on?
Even get this shit. No gaps to spray.
Nope.
All these beers, y'all ain't getting groomed up.
About to really pack.
Look at Trey.
About to close this monitor.
No,
I'm about to be a sponsor.
Y'all got it today.
Yeah.
I'll be back next week. I'ma do it all then and he ain't heard it yet. He's sitting there with a long sleeve, turtleneck, and short and shit. Yeah, he think it was a crew neck, but it is short neck, and he got a real short neck. He need the long sleeve. He need to go breathe. Man, I know you can't breathe. You need to unzip that tie and then go get some sleeves. You look like Cam McDad with no sleeves. And you hairy as fuck. You look like a monkey. I'm funny.
Y'all just gonna do my man and me and Ty Jack like that? That's fucked up.
And Cam,
y'all got it.
Yeah, I don't even know why my man be catching shrapnel. Like, listen, this is like his sixth reference.
Hey, if they ain't mentioning you.
Shout out to my nigga Killer Cam.
You ain't doing nothing if they ain't mentioning you.
Oh my God.
Hey, Cam, if they ain't mentioning you, you ain't doing nothing.
I'm going to bed. That's why we did it, because you was ready to go. You was like, you ain't even give me none of this today. I was ready for
something. I'm like, yo, I'm about to dip. Y'all like, let's play another beat.
Looking like Benadryl. Like, fuck out of here.
Damn, bro, your freestyle cadence is mean.
Because there's no going wrong with him.
I wish I just like you said stuff.
But it works.
It works.
Like when we used to have them crowds of people.
Yo, bro, that's going to get major. That's going to get major flaming likes next week.
We'll promote it too.
You got to promote that.
Who is?
That freestyle, when it was killing us, you got to promote it.
The first freestyle was fire. The Dipset joint.
You snapped. You snapped.
You came in there like kill. And he did exactly what I needed you to do.
L.A. Higher.
Oh, yeah, they put a handy.